better off.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined by my lovely Apado co-hosts, Linda Surovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
So this week on the Mensch of the Week, we want to, similar to when we highlighted the Mets social media team, we want to highlight folks that have to do with the Mets that don't get a lot of FaceTime and appreciation for all the very important work that they do with the team. And that is the team translators. Nelson Seely, who's the Spanish translator, and Hiro Fujiwara, who's the Japanese translator. Obviously, Nelson's been with the team for a little bit longer, but they have done amazing work this year and every year. And I feel like they don't get appreciated enough for everything that they do. So they are this week's co-mensches for being awesome. It's been so funny to watch, like, especially because Kodai Senga just has such an amazing personality, and having good translation is essential to letting that shine through for all the fans, who obviously don't speak Japanese. And I think, I forget what the most recent thing was. Oh yeah, the most recent video of Kodai Senga that I watched was it was a clip from, I guess they were asking all the Mets who they would want, which of their teammates they would want with them in a zombie apocalypse.
Yes. It was good.
And Senga said McGill because he's really tall and I could like ride on his shoulders and he could run. And it was really funny. And my favorite part of it, and this is where the translation kind of comes into play, is that my favorite, like, little Kodai Senga quirk is that, because obviously he speaks some English, right? And so he watches the translator, and when the translator translated his joke, he laughed at it again. And it's just really funny to see Senga, like, chuckle at his own joke when it gets translated into English.
Very endearing.
It's just such a genuine moment that you can't get without a good translator, you know?
And also, they have such a good sense of humor about it, too, because they feel like there's a lot of personalities on this team. And, like, Alvarez was kind of, like, I don't know if you saw that article the other day about Alvarez, how he's trying to learn English now. And he was kind of, you know, joking about it. He's like, oh, I speak better English than him. And he pointed to his translator. So so having to deal with the personalities on the team and also convey accurately what they're saying is not an easy job. And both of them do it very well.
Yeah, and recently, what was the most recent post game interview or that quote that Alvarez gave that is like a T-shirt now? It's like, why not me?
Yeah.
basically, people were asking him like, are you surprised that you've been able to, you know, give this contribution at such a young age as a rookie? And he was like, why not? Like, I love that confidence. And now that quote in Spanish is like, I think a T-shirt. I forget who made it. Was it whether it was Breaking Tea or Athlete Logos? So, well, they're working together. But yeah, I think it was them who made that T-shirt. Apologies if it was someone else, if it was Roto-Wear or someone else. I'm sorry. But yeah, it's on a T-shirt now. And so it's just like this is the kind of work that they do that kind of doesn't get appreciated enough that generates like these moments that you can only get because they have such good team translators.
And that also highlights, you know, I think none of our listeners, but I'm sure there are people out there who are thinking like, why don't these folks know English? They live here. And the thing is, like, most players do know to some extent English, although, I mean, Kodai Senga probably has not had a lot of time. But yeah, by the time they get to the majors, most players have been living in the United States for a while. But like, that doesn't mean that they are comfortable communicating very like specific high stakes moments in a language that is not their first, like whether it's something that's going to be quoted on the news or you know, some very specific detail to discuss at a mound visit or something like that, you know. And by having access to good translators, you're going to get more interesting and helpful information out of them than if they're trying to stick to the exact English phrasing that they're extremely familiar and comfortable with. It lets them be more creative and it lets them be themselves instead of always trying to have to hunt for the one word they know.
Exactly. And like in the past, you know, we've seen, and I believe that we've talked about it on this very show, not on this segment of the show, but during the main show, we've talked about other teams and other organizations and other managers where, you know, players who are not originally from the United States for whom English is not their first language, other organizations that have like pushed back against them needing translators and said negative things about, you know, them not learning English and things like that. And I'm just glad that that hasn't really been the case for the Mets, at least in the recent past, on the current iteration of the team. So it's just nice to see like a positive culture around it and like not, you know, being like, oh, why does he need the translator? Which other teams coaches have literally said that like publicly to the media and things like that, which is just like awful.
Well, and I also feel like Heroes got a tougher job because if he goes out there with Hefner at a crucial point in the game, he really needs to tell Senga accurate information. And, you know, you don't want to give him, like Hefner says, don't throw your fastball or make sure your ghost fork is riding up or whatever. And if he misquotes Hefner, that could have disastrous consequences on the game. So, you know, he's got that's a lot of pressure to go out there. Like if the bases are loaded and two out and you have to translate.
Well, Hero's going to have twice as much pressure next year when he has to do the same for Ohtani.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Hope he eats his Wheaties.
Yep. And like, and given the like limits on the number of mound visits and like, and the pitch clock and everything now, like it just becomes even more essential that he work quickly and efficiently and provide. And, you know, it's such a difficult job. I can't even imagine doing that job. Like I have awe of like, I'm in awe of people who are bilingual to begin with, but let alone people who can do this professionally. Like translate from one language to another. It's just so like it works parts of your brain that like are parts of my brain that I don't have, I feel like, or like that I haven't activated in a really long time, because you have to take in the information in one language, sort of synthesize it in your brain, and then spit it out in the other language.
And my husband spent much like large chunks of his childhood in Japan. And he'll be like, yeah, no, I know Japanese, but, you know, it's fine. You know, I'm not so good at it anymore. And then we would be in Japan and he would be doing simultaneous live translation for me, which is like the hardest thing to do, where you're really like translating difficult. The thing as it is being said. And like, I mean, these guys are just fantastic. I can't even imagine how hard it is to do.
Yeah, really, really incredible. Like, I mean, I haven't so I would never call myself bilingual. The best I ever was like conversational to proficient in Italian back when I minored in it in college. So, you know, back when I was in college and like reading it every day and learning it every day, I was pretty good. And then when I went to Italy, I was the only person who spoke any Italian in the group. So I was the kind of the translator, and I can speak to how difficult it is. It's insanely difficult because I was a lot better at, you know, I could just sit there and read a passage in Italian and understand it myself. But then I just have to go and like the act of like going and spitting it back out in English to someone else. That part is really, really difficult. I had a really hard time. I mean, like, obviously, there was, you know, translating menus and stuff like that. Like, this is, that means oranges. That's like served with oranges. Like, that part is easy. But when you're actually like hearing a person speak to you and I have to tell someone else what that person just said, oh, really difficult, really difficult.
Well, not only are they doing that, they're doing it with microphones and cameras in their faces.
Yeah. And obviously, as we know this, it's true of English speakers. Every language has dialects and accents, too. And so, you know, the person who you're translating for may not be from like the same country of origin or the same region as you. And they might have like a different dialect or a different accent. And you have to negotiate that. Like, even at my peak Italian skill, I didn't understand Southern Italians when they spoke at all. Like, zero comprehension, because it's so, it's almost borderline unrecognizable from like Tuscan Italian, which is the Italian that's taught to non-native speakers. And so it's, you know, sometimes within America, you can hear accents, and I can only imagine like how difficult that is for like a non-native speaker to understand. You know, just like British English versus American English is completely different too, in a lot of ways. And so like, these translators are dealing with that as well for the languages that they translate in. And so, yeah, it's just, I'm in awe of these guys and gals who do it for a living. Incredible work. So we just wanted to say that we very much appreciate Nelson and Hero for the work that they do. And it doesn't go unnoticed by the fans. We appreciate them.
And they both seem like good dudes too.
They really do. Their presence is really fun, and I'm just really glad that they're around and that they make the team better by enhancing their ability to communicate with each other and with us. So thank you to Nelson and Hero. You are our co-mensches of the week. That's all for this week's Mensch of the Week. You can go to homerunapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic pods, and you can subscribe to Home Run Applesauce wherever you get your podcasts from. It's one feed. You'll get all of our amazing shows there. If you want to support our work, which is really, really important to help us keep the lights on, and you also get a lot of fun perks, you can go to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that too. Home Run Applesauce is on Twitter and Instagram at HR Applesauce. The show is on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, and soon to be Blue Sky, hopefully, at A Pod of Their Own. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servich.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
On your favorite podcast app of choice, please rate and review the show. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go, Mets.
Yeah. 162 games of baseball a season can feel like a real grind to watch. Unless you're the Mets the last week, who have all of a sudden turned into the most exciting team in baseball, then baseball seems wonderful. But we all know that can't last. And so when it's not there, you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, and props galore. No one gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $200 and play with $300 instantly. Just use promo code Applesauce or follow the link in the show notes to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus of 50% of your initial deposit. Whether you're a diehard fan, a newcomer to the sport, or you just ride on this great week of Mets baseball, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using the promo code Applesauce, or follow the link in the show notes, and secure your first deposit bonus of up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Yes, $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, with MyBookie. Let's go, Mets.